This is the David Strauss, one of the Ag and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District with your K-State Research and Extension Report. When evaluating a pond and deciding if it should be cleaned out or a new pond should be constructed somewhere else, keep in mind normally the best pond site was taken by the initial pond. However, if a suitable site is available, it is usually less expensive to construct a new pond than it is to clean out sediment from an existing one. Thus, a new pond should be fully considered before deciding to clean one out. When pricing out the cost of a new pond, it is recommended to include fencing around the pond and providing a remote watering site for cattle into the cost of building a new pond. When cleaning out a pond, it is important to have a place to take the sludge from cleaning this pond. Often this sludge has the consistency of pancake batter. It just keeps sliding downhill. It may require a period of time to dewater and dry out before the material can be used. Placing the sediment on the back side of the pond dam is the best place to put it. This sediment could also be used to fill some low spots in driveways, small gullies, or ruts in the driveway and around the pasture. Putting it right next to or upslope of the pond is not a good spot, however, because it could wash right back into the pond. Pond sludge will not have any soil structure, so it will have very little strength. It is probably not a good idea to use pond sludge under a supporting wall of a building, but it might have some value for amending a degraded soil. If a pond was leaking, soda ash or rock salt can be used for sealing lagoons or ponds. These work by causing clay particles to swell and repel each other, thus destroying the soil structure. It is recommended that they be incorporated and compacted in 6-inch layers during the construction of the pond. It should be noted that adding these to an existing pond may not work. It will likely be necessary to drain the pond, clean out the sediment, and add the sealant, and then compact the pond. Bentonite clay is a special type of clay that swells when water is added to it, so it can also be used to line a pond. However, using bentonite is an expensive option. When bentonite dries out, it will crack, and so it is not recommended for use in a pond where the water level fluctuates greatly. If bentonite is used, it should be added during the construction process and be mixed and compacted with the rest of the soil being used to construct the pond. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been a David Strauss with your K-State Research and Extension Report.